The talk today is a good citizen, For about 10 years, I've volunteered in a program called Foot Patrol at a park near my home. It's a lovely park, the site of a small extinct volcano. There are sweeping views over two water reservoirs to downtown Portland and the hills beyond. Foot patrol means you walk around the park wearing a yellow vest with volunteer written on the back, picking up trash with a grabber, answering people's questions about where to find bathrooms, picnic areas, trails, the dog park. People frequently thank me for my service. It feels really good to get in a walk, clean up the trash, and be appreciated. It builds a sense of myself as a good citizen. When I got trained to do this job, it was emphasized that I be a friendly, helpful presence and that I report to the park authorities, camping sites. The city does not allow camping in the park. I have both reported campsites and chosen not to report campsites. It's a dilemma. Even though there isn't, in my observation, much camping in the park, there is some. Fire is a danger, so in summer, I would be more inclined to report a site. Last summer, I spotted an old man struggling up an incline toward the woods with a gallon water bottle in each hand. From a higher point, I could peer down and see that he had a blue tarp stretched out in a small clearing. I felt a squeeze in my heart. I could not report this person, too old, too vulnerable. Yes, I was projecting my view of what I imagined his condition to be, imagined it to be so different from my secure, cozy life as an old woman with a house, a spouse, electricity. Maybe if I reported him, he'd get help with food and shelter. But maybe he really wanted a quiet refuge in the forest. I help at a lunch program for houseless people in another city park. And I know some of those folks just really want to be left alone. They have good reasons to fear being in shelters. There's aggression, and often they get their things stolen, especially women fear being in shelters. The old man seemed so feeble, barely able to climb the path. I thought of my own weakening body, my painful knees, my sore neck. I'm not as bad off as him, though, I thought. And then my tendency to fill in a story took off. Does he have family, friends? Is he alone in the world at this age? I walked on with my trash bag and grabber. In a day or two, the man had faded from my consciousness. The trash I pick up on my rounds is mostly food wrappers, cups, cans, bottles, cigarette butts. Pretty often there are condoms and every once in a while, needles. A few summers ago, another foot patroller found a bag of ammunition tossed down an embankment. Finding needles makes me sad, but the saddest thing is finding women's clothing, intimate items strewn at the side of the road. My heart squeezes. What are my intentions? There is a desire to be a, quote, good citizen, the me who appreciates the beauty of the park and wants to do her civic duty to keep it clean for myself and others. And then there's the me who witnesses the signs of loneliness, fear, threat. How does she respond? So now we can sit until 20 minutes before the